John 11, 1 to 16. Comfort for the godly in times of trial. And make no mistake, the Bible shows us very plainly that the godly, the faithful, the spiritual man and woman can pass through, will pass through, times of difficulty and trial. There is a teaching abroad which wants to give the impression that the Christian life is, as it were, whiter than white. And there is a teaching abroad that makes out that the believer should never pass through times of difficulty or anxiety. But this passage here is very clear. Godly, spiritual men and women can know times of difficulty and trial. Lazarus was sick. Mary and Martha, his sisters, were anxious. They could see this sickness was very serious and would end, they thought, in death, loss, bereavement. Jesus, too, is under attack from the Jews at this time. This comes over in this passage when he says about going back to the place where Mary and Martha were living and Lazarus was lying sick. The disciples speak to him. Verse 8, Rabbi, they said, a short while ago the Jews tried to stone you, and yet you are going back there? And Thomas, when Jesus says explicitly that he is going back, verse 16, then Thomas, called Didymus, said to the rest of the disciples, let us also go, that we may die with him. That's what they thought. They thought that Jesus would be stoned, and they would get caught up in it. So the disciples are anxious. Jesus is in trouble and difficulty, facing death. Lazarus is on the point of death, and in fact he does die. The sisters are facing bereavement, and in fact are bereaved. There is illness, there is anxiety, there is stress, there is pain, there is hurt. Death is on the road here, there is bereavement, there is danger. And it is prolonged. Verse 6, Jesus heard about this news. And he stayed where, about Lazarus, and he stayed where he was for 2 more days. But here we then have this drawn out period of suffering and sorrow. The sisters know where to go in their troubles. They take it to Jesus. And the old hymn is right. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. Oh, what peace we often forfeit, all because we do not take it to the Lord in prayer. Some of these fears here are imaginary. The disciples are not going to die. They're not going to be stoned. Their anxiety over Christ is misplaced. He won't be stoned. But some of these sufferings are real. And even the imaginary ones are real to them at the time. And I see an important lesson here. As I say, there is a teaching abroad that tries to give the impression that believers should never suffer, should never know setback and disappointment and loss and pain and anxiety. Of course, some anxiety can be sinful. And of course, some troubles can come because of our folly and sin. Yes, all that is true. We can bring trouble upon ourselves. But it is also true that the godly, for no fault of their own, but as it says here, for the glory of God, verse 4. Jesus said, this sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it. All things eventually work together for the good of God's people and the glory of Christ in his gospel through his saints. John is full of signs, John's gospel. And there's no greater sign than the one that's going to come in this chapter of John 11, the resurrection of Lazarus and all the teaching that flows from that. But I want to concentrate in this discourse very briefly on this fact that saints do know and do have to suffer from time to time. And maybe I'm addressing a believer even as I speak to you now, and things are falling apart, and illness, anxiety, bereavement, loss, fears are there. Don't be taken up with the prosperity gospel teaching. Don't attribute everything to Satan and to sin. Of course, don't be foolish. But we know that man is born to trouble as the sparks fly upward. When Israel left Egypt in the Exodus, the first thing that God did was take them into trial on the edge of the Red Sea. But that was for the greater glory of God, the destruction of Egypt, and the permanent peace and prosperity and blessing of his people Israel. Blind unbelief is sure to err and scan God's works in vain. The godly do have to go through times of trial. I say that deliberately. I'm not making it up. Let me read a passage of scripture for you. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 to 7. The godly will have their faith tried. And maybe, brother and sister, you're passing through this kind of experience at the moment. Do not misjudge the Lord. The faith of the godly must be tried. Listen to Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6. He can tell the believers that you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes, even though refined by fire, your faith may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Look at your trials in this way, brother. Look at these circumstances, sister, in this way. The trial of your faith resulting in praise, glory, and honor for you, yes, and for Christ when Jesus Christ is revealed. Let me go on. Verse 8. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. That is now, not just in the future. Not just in heaven, it's now. For you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 to 9. I'll close with a hymn by John Newton. I could have chosen several hymns in this discourse. This hymn is on the subject of trial. And trials sanctified. Pensive, doubting, fearful heart, hear what Christ, the Saviour, says. Every word should joy impart, change thy mourning into praise. Yes, he speaks and speaks to you. May he help you to believe. Then you presently will see you have little cause to grieve. Fear thou not, nor be ashamed, all your sorrows soon shall end. I, who heaven and earth have framed, am your husband and your friend. I, the High and Holy One, Israel's God by all adored, as your Saviour will be known, your Redeemer, and your Lord. For a moment I withdrew, and your heart was filled with pain, but my mercies I'll renew. You shall soon rejoice again. Though I seem to hide my face, very soon my wrath shall cease. 'Tis but for a moment's space, ending in eternal peace. Though afflicted, tempest-tossed, comfortless a while you are, do not think you can be lost. You are graven on my heart. All your wastes I will repair. You shalt be rebuilt anew, and in you it shall appear what the God of love can do. I believe Newton is right. The prophet Isaiah, 54 verse 7, for a small moment have I forsaken thee. Yes, this trial for Lazarus, Mary and Martha lasted a short while, but it was for the glory of God, and all came to a blessed end. Dear child of God, in your trials and afflictions, go to Jesus. Trust him. All will be well. He works all things well for your good and for his glory.